What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Berry, the podcast and virtual summit coach here. And when it comes to business, there's going to be a lot of hardships that come along the way. There's going to be struggle and things like that. And I'm bringing this up because just because all the struggle is part of the journey, that is there for you to overcome. So we actually have a guest who's gone from struggle to failure to massive success with his business. And a little bit more on our guest. He has become an authoritative voice in the digital marketing industry with almost two decades of experience. Our guest has run his own digital agency for over a decade and is the guy behind Globatool, a company that delivers wholesale digital marketing services while employing over 200 people. Our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Damian Papworth. Damian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be here.
Damian, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I feel like just this idea of how businesses go from struggle to success and the business owner goes through that same journey is something really important to grasp and also be able to overcome. So I'm wondering if you can start by sharing with us how you have overcome some of the struggle that you have faced in the past.
Yeah, sure. So I guess I think one of the real keys to business is always to remember, we hear it a lot of times, to take full responsibility for everything. And I think one of the first things we can do when we go through periods of difficulty is look for personal growth. And one of the personal growth things, obviously, is resilience, but also how we manage stress and to become really, really conscious with that. It's quite interesting that we're having this chat now coming into the end of the year, Mark, because at the end of each year, I tend to burn out a bit. I tend to go pretty hard for the first 10 months, get to late October, early November, and I'm like, I've got nothing left. But just to pick the early signs of that and try to manage that better each year is one of the, you know, the key things that I try to do. So, you know, become really self-aware and, you know, with self-awareness, becoming a master at managing your own energy and managing your own emotions is really important.
Yeah, I mean, emotions are a really big part. We are emotional beings. And just this idea of, like, you know, we're supposed to make decisions that move us forward, and emotions can sometimes lead us to a wrong path. So yeah. I'm wondering if you could share with us, how can we make the right business decisions without emotions steering us the wrong way?
Yeah, cool. So I think with making the right decisions, we tend to make the wrong decisions if we are being governed by fear, or if we are, and, you know, just stress is another one, or if we are becoming beholden to other people's agendas. So I think we need to take a step away from those three things. I think also, I mean, fear is a real interesting one. When I talk to a lot of the people in my business network, I think fear is the most common emotion that leads us to make bad decisions. And I mean, fear can be used really well. What the problem is, though, is when we let fear, we start making decisions in our mind as to what the outcome is going to be in the future. We have to let go of that. We have to let go of that attachment to the outcome and just work with what we've got today.
And I love this idea of letting go of the outcome, because if you get so focused on the outcome and the way you want it, you could miss out on really good opportunities. At the same time, you want to have some kind of idea of where you're going. So how can you get a better idea of, like, frame where we're going, but at the same time, be able to be flexible?
Yeah, cool. So this probably comes down to business fundamentals now. A lot of, like, we deal with digital agencies, and, you know, digital agencies are very similar to most businesses. You know, 80%, 90% are in the sort of small to medium sized business levels, and typically don't know the numbers very well. So I think as far as, you know, answering the question, I think the first thing is to understand your numbers really well. And, you know, when I start working with our agencies to help them better business structure, trying to get them to monthly reporting of the key figures in their business is a challenge sometimes. In our business, we look at it every week. So, you know, for me, that means, you know, we have figures that we look at all the way through from marketing through, but pre-marketing, you know, like audience stuff with social media and, you know, search results, through your marketing, through your leads, through your sales, through your onboarding, through your customer service. You know, we look at, and even customers that exit, you know, we look at those figures every single week, which means we pick up patterns really early, and we can make micro changes early, but we have 52 opportunities to make change a year. You know, if you're doing it every month, you've only got 12 opportunities a year to make change. If you're not doing it, you've got one opportunity to make change when your accountant gives you your figures at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, definitely when it comes to this idea of just being super flexible, there's just so many different paths we can take as businesses. And I'm wondering if you could share with us, I mean, this whole idea of going from struggle to success, the point where you eventually have to hit the success part. So how do you stay strong? Because sometimes people struggle on the way to success, but they don't necessarily hit it. They tap out just early. So how do you stay strong?
So I think I'll tell you a little bit about where I got to. I have three kids and a wife, and I was I actually sold my agency, a previous digital agency, to this business. I sold it, and I went along as a BDM as part of that, a sales guy. And the guys that sold it, they destroyed the business within 4 months. 10-year-old business. So I remember sitting at the dinner table looking at my three kids. My youngest was slightly less than one. And realizing as I looked them in the eye, you know, I'm the father. I have one to put food on the table. And I realized in 6 weeks, there's nothing left. I can't put food on the table in 6 weeks. So that was my moment when I realized I had to make a success out of this this situation. And when one of the things that we get to is an idea that we have nothing left and we can't do anything. We're trapped. What I realized at that point is that I have two things which were massive for me, and one was relationships and the other was reputation. That's all I needed. So I had no money. I had a $2,000 a month mortgage on the house. I had my credit card had, I think, $50 left on it. So that $50 left to spend on it, and I had to make some changes. All the stress went away when I realized, well, I've got nothing else really, that I can't make any bad decisions from here. But I focused on relationships and reputation. And the first thing I did is went speaking to people. And it's interesting because when you go and speak to people, all of a sudden you feel really empowered because you're actually taking action and you're making conversations. And when you make conversations, you get opportunities. And that's how I create a success.
It's really interesting how you went from that situation to being able to fuel your business, and relationships and reputation being a big part of that. Can you talk a little bit about how you were able to meet up with people who were able to eventually help you reach new levels and how those relationships developed?
Yeah, sure. So I think the first part was, so when the company that bought my company destroyed everything, there was a lot of not great stuff going on. They were still invoicing my old clients, where there was no product or services left. So there was, you know, some challenges there. So the first thing I did is I actually fronted up to every single one of those old clients and explained the situation and gave them a roadmap to leave that engagement. And then through that, in serving them in that way, because the client, some of those clients I had for 10 years, there was obviously conversation around what I'm doing to exit myself from the mess. And that turned into operations to partner with some of those guys. And also, you know, we become friends in business. So there was referrals to other people who I could serve. So that was one part of it. The other part of it is the guys that bought my business, they also bought 13 or 14 other businesses who were in the same situation. So I actually used my relationships and my network through, I mean, where Globatel's a resource partner to digital agencies. So I've, you know, a basic framework back then of a global network of fulfillment resources in digital marketing. I put a quick framework together for the other business owners so they could get back on their feet too. And that was basically the basis of Globatel, is that framework of wholesale digital marketing.
And I mean, the way you build relationships, it's definitely valuable to be building those relationships, and they help your business grow. And right now, Damien has the success, but one of the things people forget to do is continue doing the things that got you to the success. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, what are you doing right now to sustain your success instead of like you become successful, then forget it once you hit the success?
Yeah, that's a really, really timely question to ask too, I think, Mark, because this year particularly, I mean, we're quite heavy focused in Australia, but I'm hearing similar things in the US. There's a lot of talk about recession at the moment, about downturn, and we saw some trends in our, you know, weekly reporting that there was a definite impact there to you know, new business coming through. So we started probably in March this year changing a few things, which all comes back to, you know, getting back to the basics of a strong foundational business. And part of it was the stuff that I was doing, that I started doing when I looked at my kids in the eyes on that day when I had 6 weeks left, you know, really getting back to the basics of reaching out to people and creating conversations. And in those conversations, you get opportunities. And basically everyone in leadership in my business now has some form of outreach job or metric that they have to do each week. So everyone in my business has to go out like I did, you know, those 5 years ago and speak to people. And there are ways you can do that that doesn't leave us open to feeling rejected all the time when people say no. But there's, you know, those sort of basic fundamentals of business will never go away. In marketing, we sometimes forget we're allowed to go out and ask for business because we're always waiting for leads to come in from our marketing skills. But they're the fundamentals that make the difference between the, you know, ongoing business success and, you know, the roller coaster ride.
And I mean, you said something really insightful there about conversations and how those really lead to a lot of opportunities in growth and business. And it really just comes back to the basics. That sense where, you know, the social networks and stuff like that may change, but the basics of having conversation with people are always going to stay the same.
Yeah, 100%. I'll reach out to some people either, you know, networking or LinkedIn or by email. They may know me certain levels, but, you know, we always get people that reach out and try to pitch us. I never do that. I'll ask a question. I'll show a genuine interest in what the needs of that person are, what's going on in their lives, you start a conversation, and that's how you get an opportunity.
And speaking of reaching out, if you guys like Damien and you guys like the flow of this episode, I will recommend you reach out to him. We will have links into the show notes. Where are some good places we can find what you're doing, continue following your work?
Yeah, cool. So on the professional side, LinkedIn's the best. I do, you know, LinkedIn updates quite regularly. If you want to have a little bit more of the personal side, I quite enjoy Instagram. I do a little bit of business stuff there, but that's more some of my hobbies, like freediving, and, you know, I live down on the Gold Coast in Australia, which is quite beautiful. So I see some of the beaches that we go to and meet my kids and that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, LinkedIn and Instagram are probably the best two spots.
So we'll definitely have links in the show notes to all of those resources and more. But Damien, once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. It's been great.